Well, hey there. Welcome back again. You know, it seems like things have been getting, you know, a little serious around here lately. So this week, what do you say we have us a little fun? Let's go listen to a good old cowboy story. You know, with horses and guns and bad guys. Let's get started. William and Bartholomew, two Christian names for two brothers. On their 18th birthday, much to their mother's disappointment, they went and changed them. This week's episode, Billy and Bart. Bartholomew, always bragging how he was better than his little brother, he left home first. He told his ma and pa he was never coming back. And exactly what they could do with those damn cows and all them sheep. Then he shouted to his brother William as he rode off in a cloud of dust, "Maybe someday you'll be as good as me." Bart, his newly self-proclaimed moniker, didn't take Bart long to earn himself a reputation. Notorious, as they say. Every sheriff's office in West Texas had a poster of him tacked to their jailhouse wall. The words, "Dead or Alive," were printed in bold black letters above Bart's bold black Stetson. And below that, in just as black ink, $5,000. So naturally, the West Texas mythmakers added the alliterative Black to his name. Sounded more Texas-like, they thought. Black Bart. When little brother William turned 18, he saddled up his magnificent black stallion. And like his brother, he rode off in search for adventure. His $5,000 dead or alive brother was waiting to be found. His parting shot at his mom and pa were not so scathing as his brother's, but still delivered with more disrespect than praise. Well, it didn't take William long. Nope, not at all. When a man like Black Bart's got $5,000 hanging over his head, the trail stays pretty hot. "Well, first thing we got to do, William," Black Bart said that night down in the cantina in Juarez, "is to give you a proper name." Billy came to mind almost immediately. Sounded about right. Much more West Texas-like. Whiskey, women, robbing banks. They go together like beans and bacon. Wasn't long, and Billy and Bart started getting pretty cocky. Especially Billy, eager to prove that he was equal to his brother. So it should come as no surprise when I tell you that there was an ambush just awaiting for the brothers behind that bank in Amarillo. That magnificent black stallion of Billy's that I was telling you about, well, unlike his brother's slow white nag, it had no problem outrunning that posse, hankering to collect the $5,000 hanging over Black Bart's head for shooting the sheriff dead down in San Antonio. Well, nobody ever could figure out Billy. They never could identify him. 5'7" wasn't enough to go on. Half the cowboys in West Texas fit that description. Always the smarter of the two, Billy had enough sense to wear a mask. So 2 weeks later, comfortable that nobody saw his face, he rode to town. "Well, the sheriff's got him locked up over there in the jail," the saloon keeper told Billy when he inquired about his brother. Billy slammed his shot glass of West Texas rot gut down on the bar and went to pay his big brother a little visit. And you know, maybe rub it in just a little bit. Who's better now? 20 minutes later, and Billy walked out of Black Bart's cell. "Say, mister, wait a minute. Hey, did I hear you telling old Black Bart over there you're coming back to see him next Tuesday?" Sheriff Dillon asked Billy as he handed his pistols back. "Yep, you got a problem with that, Sheriff?" Billy shot back. Nope, not at all," Sheriff Dillon squinted his eyes. "Long as you get here before high noon." Why's that, Sheriff? That there your nap time? Well, let me put it to you this way, son. After high noon next Tuesday, I ain't gonna have to look at his ugly face around here no more. Sheriff Dillon grinned as he glanced at the noose that he kept hanging on the wall. It was a moonless Monday night, pitch black. Perfect for Billy's little visit. He rushed into the jail. Oh man, six guns were just a-blazing. You see, this wasn't exactly a social visit. The brothers rode hard and long that night. Before sunup, Billy and Bart were miles and miles away, way up in the high country. Billy chuckled as they sat around the fire, drinking West Texas rot gut coffee. You know, Bart, old Sheriff Dillon back there, he was kind of a smart ass, wasn't he? Saying's how he won't have to see your ugly face after high noon tomorrow. Bart choked on his coffee. Yep, I reckon he was right there, little brother. Then he winked. Well, at least now we're even, Billy. Both of us worth $5,000.